I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
An event happened this week that made me sad, depressed. It was very personal. It was the death of Vin Scully. Vin Scully was broadcast crack.
Well, we've had all the introductions, we've had all the pomp and circumstance, we've had all the fuss and feathers, but it's time for Dodger baseball.
That was the first hit of Vin Scully broadcast crack. It's time for Dodger baseball. It was so ingrained that the Dodgers prepared to play their first home game last night since Scully died this week. Dodger manager Dave Roberts took a microphone to the mound, surrounded by all his players. He exhorted the crowd of 50,000 people to shout those five words.
Let's go! Let's go!
Time for Dodger baseball. But another Vinny line has always stuck with me. Pull up a chair and spend part of Tuesday night with us, or Sunday afternoon, or whatever it was. Vinny always said that. And that spoke to how long he had been doing it, how great he was for so long, going back 67 years by the end of his broadcast days with the Dodgers. I mean, this goes back, kids, ask your parents, this goes back to when you really did pull up chairs to listen to the radio because it was the broadcast outlet for sports. So bear with me on this Saturday suckage years. I need to let me lay on your couch. I need some therapy. I've been sad since Wednesday, sometimes depressed. I woke up to the death of Vin Scully. He was my idol. He was a teacher. He was a legend. A large part of my youth died Wednesday. I felt depressed since then. He was the soundtrack of my life for so long. More so, I might add, than my mom and dad. Probably because when I hear their voices in my head, it probably involves something bad. But hearing Vin, it's always good. Hearing Vin, it's orange Union 76 styrofoam balls on car radio antennas back when cars had antennas. And if you filled up at a Union 76 station, you got a 45 of Vinny calling Sandy Koufax's latest no-hitter. I had all the 45s. I grew up and then grew into adulthood. I pursued sports because of Vin Scully. We all wanted to be him, those of us who lived in L.A. When you hear us mock Ron Gleason talking like this, we're doing a bad Ron Gleason, doing a bad Vin Scully. Ron grew up in L.A., I grew up in L.A., we all wanted to be Vinny. We were all influenced by Vinny. Some established their own voices, most notably Al Michaels. Those of us who grew up in L.A., we were raised by Vin Scully, and we were mocked elsewhere because people, Dodger fans, took radios to the game in the stadium. You don't know what you're watching. You have to have the announcer tell you what you're seeing. That was the criticism. In fact, it got so bad one time that Vinny had to announce over the radio during a Dodger game to the people listening to the radios during a Dodger game in the stadium to please turn down their radios because it was providing feedback and interfering with a broadcast. But we knew what we were watching. We were also taking advantage of every possible moment with the greatest announcer and storyteller in sports and arguably anywhere. Every fan base is biased with their announcers. In my case, why wouldn't I want to hear Vinny wherever it was? And in L.A., here's what you got to understand. In L.A., it was unavoidable. Vinny was everywhere. You're dealing with a car-centric city, a sun-loving city. There were drop tops and radios blasting out Dodger baseball at every stoplight. 2-2 to Harvey Keene. Vinny was broadcast crack. He did the Dodgers and he did national games. He did the NFL. He called the catch in 1982, Montana to Clark. He did tennis. He did golf. He even hosted a game show. Bob Barker had nothing on Vinny's side gig. Even if you didn't like tennis or golf or care about game shows, you watched. In L.A., you watched. Mostly you listened, really, because it was Vinny. Again, Vinny was broadcast crack. In L.A., you would watch and listen if Vinny read a grocery list.
Sure, Andy, I'd be happy to. Well, let's see. We've got a dozen eggs, a quart of milk, a loaf of bread, a can of frozen orange juice, 6 small white onions, a green pepper, garlic powder, a package of American cheese, pickles, kosher that is, bananas, cornflakes, maple syrup, toothpaste, paper towels, toilet paper, 6 bars of soap, hot dogs, quarter pound of chopped meat, steak, lamb chops, package of spaghetti, 3 apples, bologna, cottage cheese, a pound of butter, 2 ears of corn, beer, ketchup, peanut butter, soy sauce, and a half a pound of coffee.
Told you. And he could tell stories. Boy, could he tell stories. The greatest storyteller I ever knew, I ever heard. I was lucky enough to get a half hour of his time. I was afraid to look at him for a while. I was able to write a newspaper article on him that it actually won an award, mostly because I had the spasm of good sense to get out of the way and let Vin Scully tell stories. One story in particular has always jumped up, and I've loved to repeat this, because it explains such professionalism. It explains a realization, a time where you know what you're doing, what you are, and how you're going to go about things. People brought radios to games, and he was trying to explain how short a time a batter has to make a decision on a pitch, you know, swing or no. And he wanted to make his point by involving his audience. And he said, I'll say A and you say B, because that's the millisecond of time a batter has to decide. So Vinny says A, and he thinks he's talking to everyone listening at home or in the car, everyone who pulled up a chair and spent part of Tuesday evening with him. Some fans in the stadium, however, say B. And then As the at-bat keeps going, Vinny says, A. Says it again. And more people in the stadium shout, B. C, Vinny says, that's pretty quick. And then he does it again. He says, A. And almost all of Dodger Stadium rattles with B. And the phone rings in the broadcast booth. He hears, the hell are you doing up there? Well, the call did not come from an O'Malley or some executive suite. Vinny says the call came from the dugout and manager Walter Alston. What the hell are you doing up there? By the way, broadcast strength. All you idiots who want to blame announcers for jinxing pitchers who are throwing a no-hitter, I want you to get a load of the legend, the greatest. Here he is opening the ninth inning of a notable game being thrown by Sandy Koufax against your Chicago Cubs.
Three times in his sensational career has Sandy Koufax walked out to the mound to pitch a fateful ninth where he turned in a no-hitter. But tonight, September the 9th, 1965, he made the toughest walk of his career, I'm sure, because through eight innings, he has pitched a perfect game. He has struck out 11. He has retired 24 consecutive batters.
So did it jinx Sandy Koufax, as critics would claim? Well, here's how Vinny ended the broadcast.
It is 9:46 p.m. 2-2 to Harvey Keene. One strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed. A perfect game.
Maybe he didn't jinx it after all. By the way, if Professor Lawrence Holmes of the Smash Bernstein and Holmes Midday Show, if Professor Holmes wanted to, he could spend a lecture, an entire lecture, maybe a week, in his broadcasting class, telling his students, teaching his students, walking his students through Vin Scully's ninth inning. Vin Scully's storytelling was artful. He provided a broadcast lesson for the ages. He was so influential for me. There was a lyricism about his voice and his words, and an economy with his words. He knew when to shut up. And then he delivered a moment's defining line. You heard it. Called the Gibson home run. 10-12 seconds of silence as the crowd filled in. And he said, in a season so improbable, the impossible has happened. But actually, the line of the at-bat for me came before the at-bat. When he had set the stage for Gibson not even being in the dugout, would he be available with knee injury, ankle injury, and he casually says, and look who's coming up.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. For baseball, what a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
So let me break that down for you. That was Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record. That was number 715. He described the home run Vinny did over Buckner's head into the dugout, into the bullpen. And there were about 24 seconds of silence. Vinny laid out. The pandemonium poured through the screen, the microphone, whatever you were listening, however you were taking it in. And then he delivered the perfect summation. That's what he did. That's a brilliant ability to tell a story. It's not what you say, it's what you don't say, in addition to how you say it. Among the thousands and thousands of tweets noting what Vinny meant to a lot of people, what he meant to the profession, a tweet came from Rob Biertemple, who covers the Pirates for The Athletic, and previously either the Post-Gazette or the Press, I can't remember which. And his tweet said this: "Years ago, I went to pregame mass at Dodger Stadium. I volunteered to do one of the two readings, and the priest said, 'Would you mind if the guy behind you did the first reading?' Turned around, and Vin Scully was smiling at me. That voice reading Old Testament was wonderful." What a great memory. Vinny was a religious man. He went to church every Sunday. He also went to temple a lot in the mid-1960s. Trust me, I know. He went to temple on high holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in the form of a transistor radio. Parents, explain it to your kids, sort of the iPod of the day. Parents, you also need to explain that World Series games used to be played exclusively during the day. And in the mid-60s, the Dodgers went to the World Series in 63, 65, and 66. Yankees, Twins, Orioles. Those day games came in late September, early October. Inevitably, they overlapped with the Jewish high holidays. Rather famously, if you recall, Sandy Koufax elected not to pitch on Yom Kippur. The Dodgers played. And so, congregants slipped these small, square transistor radios into their suit pockets and snaked an earphone up to listen to Vinny. This is known as getting an early start on atoning for your sins. It became so ubiquitous, this open secret in temple, that Rabbi Goodman walked onto the bima after one of the prayers and announced for the few lacking electronic help from their higher power, which in that case was a 9-volt battery, that the Dodgers were leading after 4. I could go on, but you get the point. Thanks for listening. Thanks for letting me get this out. Thanks for radiotherapy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.